numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. By the way, I always say proudly. Maybe I should ask somebody over there, Kelly. Maybe I should be like, are you guys proud of this? And hopefully they say yes, and I can keep saying proudly. I'm just assuming.
Their answer would be like, we sponsor your show.
Maybe I shouldn't ask. Maybe I shouldn't bring it up.
How'd you get in our offices?
Wait a minute. We do what? I shouldn't bring it up. Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. And it goes away something like this. Oh, yeah. Enter the ring. It's like he's coming down, ready to fight. What's happening, Billy?
How we doing?
We're doing good. How you doing?
First thing I noticed just now, I did not notice this game went to 14 in a lot of shops tonight.
That's why we were just doing the first segment, and then I was careful to say that not everybody's at 13.5, and now it is starting to move, which isn't surprising, right?
It's a lot of points for NFL this year.
I don't know.
I think there's like four double-digit dogs that went outright this year. This game is I'm looking now at the last couple of Eagles games because – yeah, they're still continuing this trend. Wow, I didn't know it. Eagles' first half has been an unbelievable bet this year.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it versus the Cardinals.
Fezzik was on yesterday talking about this.
I got actually lucky that 14-7, they were driving the Cardinals at the end, made it 14-10. So Eagles versus the Cowboys, I was just seeing, yes, they did cover that. Eagles versus the Steelers, yes, they did cover that. I guess there's this team is some team, you know, it's – I'm tough on Philly things. It just seems like they got to get the heart. I want to see what's going to happen in the playoffs here. Listen, I want them to win the World Series. I mean, I want them to win. It's more of a bet against some people that are Jonas, and I'm betting against them guys because they couldn't win.
Wait, back to the first half for a second.
Okay.
It's -7.5.
Oof.
They got the hook on this.
Oof.
So we were talking about this yesterday with Steve Fezzik, who talked very much just like you did about this has been a great thing this year, the Eagles' first half. And he was being very honest about it. He was saying, hey, I missed it this week. I thought to bet it, and then I got distracted from whatever, and I didn't. And it got to 7.5.
Oh, okay.
So he missed the 7. It was 7. So now it's 7.5. Would you bet the 7.5?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No. No, if anything in this game, I'm speaking, one of the 14s just disappeared right before my eyes. There's still 14 in a couple shops here in town, though.
Well,
14's a lot of points, man.
On the road.
You know, living in Vegas, we get that advantage of the casinos, like the MGMs once in a while, the Wynn for sure. Stations, Boyd, Coast. You get the advantage of having those books that – sometimes we'll hang, especially like right now at the Wynn, we'll hang an extra half a point on a dog. So we have an advantage in this town by living here. Could be able to run around or bet on an app or something, these extra half a points. They mean something throughout the year, especially on, I want to say key numbers, but every number's key, every half a point. I remember a couple of years ago, Las Vegas Chris put up a tweet that said, well, I'd like to know the actual thing, Chris, if you're listening.
Texted me. Yeah,
I'd like to know the updated number now. I tweeted it out maybe two seasons ago. The 5, because you laugh. You say, "Oh, the 5." That number doesn't come out. Chris had a chart of numbers that all that land, and the 5 surprisingly was like 6th. Like the 5 was landing more than the 6.
Yeah,
and maybe even that season was landing more than the 10. So,
let's go back to this. So you're right. So it's the Eagles on the road, on a short week, favored by 14 in some places, 13.5 in most at this point. Are you racing? So at the shops with the 14, are you racing to bet the Texans?
Not racing.
Though?
No. I really don't like race. There's no race to bet an NFL side for me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay, let's erase the word race.
Yeah,
are
I
you
would put a peanut
over there.
Yeah. I would put a peanut on that if I had. If I had a choice. There's two 14s in town. I would have no problem with betting a home dog like that. I know that Philadelphia is a great team, but listen, what's going to happen in the second half? There will be an opportunity somewhere here where you'll say, look at this, a garbage touchdown can cover this game because they put their secondary team, the second team in. They're not going to hurt their starters if they're up by 30. But then again, who knows? I see teams that are up by 30, still their starting quarterback's still in. I don't get it.
This feels very in-gamey to me. Very in-game betty to me.
In-game during commercials only, folks.
Yes, only during commercials. We should probably cover that again.
Yeah.
Just because.
It's a good idea.
They're way, again, the book's way ahead of us. What we're looking at is Kelly and I and Matt Brown, we would, when we did primetime action, basketball, I think, was the greatest example. What would you say, Kelly? They'd be like two possessions ahead of us in basketball sometimes?
Greatest example, guys.
Oh,
greatest.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I still do it, you know, even at home last night, I had NBA going, obviously, on last night, on Wednesday night. I had my two TVs on League Pass, but then I had, you know, two computer screens set up, too, on League Pass. The computer's three possessions behind what you're seeing on TV.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it that way, you got to factor that in as well. So, even more to your guys' point.
I'm going to go further. I'm going to go further and even talk about something I never talked about. Go buy a ticket to a game. If you don't make your ticket cost back betting live,
yeah,
you really don't know what you're doing.
So we don't talk about this enough either.
Well, yeah.
So Gil, this is what's the you always bring it up with the Golden Knight games. Oh, you're going to be sitting on your couch.
So
right?
you lived where I live now currently.
Yep.
And you know where T-Mobile is next to where we lived.
Yeah.
I can, let's say I had no life whatsoever. Let's just go with that. You can determine if that's true or not. But let's say I had no life whatsoever and the Golden Knights are on in a home game. I can hear the horn sound for a Knights goal.
Wow.
Roughly 4 to 5 seconds before it appears on my TV.
But the sound, the sound travels that fast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It travels. So, and if I happen to have a book open and they happen to be slow, I'm just saying that's an example of that. But, yeah, we know people who go, there are some books that offer, like, you know, what's going to happen here in this coming inning, or even if it, let's just say it's not even that. Let's say it's just an in-game bet on a total or a side in a baseball game. They will oftentimes have a pitch and a pitch, maybe even two pitches before the broadcast comes back. So I mean, there's all of those opportunities. Have you been known to go to an arena or a stadium and do that?
I went to one this year, so I realized how bad it was. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, I'll leave it at that. I'm not gonna give away all the secret sauce. I told you guys, go to a game. You look for yourself what your book you're playing with, and if you don't pay for your own ticket there, many times over, then you don't know what you're doing.
I could let's put it this way. There's a certain, I'm gonna say this cryptically now. People can be mad at me, but I feel like because we're honest and we're transparent on the show, I'm gonna say it. There is a certain sport in this town. I'm going to see if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There's a certain sport in this town, a certain stadium, where you are way ahead of the actual betting lines being given out if you're at the game.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm referring to?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
nope.
Bull riding at the South Point. Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Bull riding at the South Point. Out all the time.
Remember we found that one bull rider who was like unbeatable?
Oh, yeah, we did. And then he lost.
They're here, right? The Cowboys are here.
Are they
here?
This weekend.
Yeah, this November the 1st to 5th, I see signs outside. I see the coffee shop all filled up with cowboy hats.
I might go check it out tomorrow.
I was going to say, we should totally go. You in your Viking hat, the rest of us in our cowboy hats.
Oh, yes. Viking hat at the bull riding tomorrow.
We got to go. It's a gots to go situation, as Tony Kornheiser would say. So anyway, but those are great opportunities. That's great to put out in people's heads. Look, any advantage you can get, we're not beyond taking advantage.
Listen, especially sports books that have taken advantage of us. That's all I'll say. So,
yeah. Okay,
but done the wrong things to us. You guys were talking about something when I was coming in. I wanted to cover you and Kelly. Futures, you were saying to bet into these markets that were, you know, plus, or I think it was minus 220 on one team and minus 380 on the Dallas or something. Listen, if it's a two-way market, I have no problem betting it. I'm not interested in betting now. Will someone win the AFC? Will someone win the Super Bowl? You're betting into such a heavily juiced market that I think there's no value anywhere. Very hard to find value anyway. I shouldn't say no value anywhere.
Well, yes.
Very hard to find value.
Just to be clear, we were not advocating the minus 380.
No, I know. I'm saying that's the market you were talking about.
Yeah.
But if it's a two-way, I have no problem with that.
Mm.
If I could bet something minus 220 plus 180, I have no problem with that. A two-way market.
We do a better job of this other times. But the disclaimer on many of these, right, is – yes, if you bet this another way. But the biggest example is with futures. People are like, if you roll over and you did it game by game, right? The mathematical value is better on the latter, not the former. So a lot of these with these props are, yes, it's a conversation point. And in some of the cases, when it is plus money, we actually do make these bets. But you're right. Listen, with all of this stuff, if you really want to get in the weeds, and I think about Fezzik, who's here yesterday, right, because his brain is really math-driven. No, listen, is the market there for a reason that it's that you're probably not getting the proper bang for your buck or mathematically you're getting the worst of it? Yes. But as we are, you know, here to sort of recommend bets and that might be interesting to some people, like some of these are great bets in some cases. I wouldn't put a blanket over none of them. But yeah, to your point, like let's say the one we did advocate, the Dolphins at minus 225. This is to be a wild card, by the way. Right. So this is not to win a division. This is a 5, 6, or 7. So it's the math is a little different. So I hear what you're saying, but I wouldn't necessarily I would kind of defend what Kelly was saying on this one.
No, I'm not going to. Listen, he said a bet minus. I thought it was minus 220 on Miami. I thought it was something
225.
Else.
225. Yeah,
oh, that was it
yep.
right
yep.
there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not trying to listen. You know, guy, you know, I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm just saying that it's such a heavily juiced market. I wish it was two-way. That's what I'm trying to say. And there is two-way markets out there, by the way, on a lot of things NFL.
Las Vegas Chris chiming in. He said, to clarify, there was a season around 2019 and 2018 that games where the line touched 5 landed more often than the games lined 3 landed on 3.
Wow. Wow.
Think
See
about
what I mean?
That.
That's unbelievable. That chart was unbelievable. Yeah. The games landed more landed 5 than 3.
The ones that were lined 5 landed more on 5 than the ones lined 3 landed
right,
on 3.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Wow.
Come back more unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberg. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Krakenberg with a K and the name of his podcast, Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberg. More on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from the South Point Hotel Casino. Tip of the Strip. Tip of the Strip. It's Gil Alexander. Bill Krakenberger is here. Kelly Bidlin, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Did you, now I think I we haven't talked about this, but if I know you, did you go to the Elton John concert the other
night?
No. You didn't?
I didn't. Yeah, I've seen him a lot. I've
oh,
seen
you
him
have?
Many times. But I didn't go to this concert, no.
Yeah.
No.
It was awesome.
Oh, it was? You went? It was great?
I went.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I like him too.
And I'd never seen him before, so I was like, you know, before he wraps it
red
up.
Red piano, so you didn't see that? Like, did he have a red piano on the stage?
No.
Different
kind of story? Red? I don't even remember if it was red.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see him before he, because he said this was it. Like, you know how these artists are. Sometimes they're just making it up, but it sounded like this was it for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
He raises a lot of money for charities and stuff. Yeah. He's a good guy. I mean, I've seen him.
So many hits.
Maybe 6, 7 times. He was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've seen him. I used to always get tickets at Caesars back in the day.
When he had a residency back in the day.
He had a residency
there.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I've seen him a lot of times there. Just to interrupt here, like, perfect example of living in town here.
Yeah.
Now, this game, this Philadelphia-Houston game tonight, I see plus 142s here in town on the baseball game. Now, that's a line. Only you're only going to get that line here. You're really only going to get that line here in Vegas. As a couple as 141, I see 142. Station's 142. I mean, it's just the plus money. And everyone after watching that game last night of the Phillies getting not a single hit and looking terrible, automatically the public is saying, oh, it's over. It's
right,
over.
Right.
That's it. That's the end of that.
In the span of 24 hours.
It's insane, to be honest with you. This is professional baseball teams. They come back from no hitters. I'm not advising a bet on
the
Phillies.
What's the old statement? Momentum is only as.
I'm just saying that it's when I see Circa at plus 131, basically minus 143, I should say, the lowest line in the world anywhere. By the way, begging for bets. I want to know what that line's going to be closer to 5 p.m. I want to know what it's going to be closer to game time. I want to know what, like, the Pinnacles of the World is on. I want to know what Circa's on. There's a couple other sports books I follow, too, on the screen to give me indicators of the market, which way it's going, that take not only take big bets, take sharp bets. I'm looking for the sharp bets. So, anyway, it's just something I just noticed now. It's an advantage of living in town here. Literally, right now, minus 143 at one sports book here in town and plus 142. That's literally juice, almost juice-free baseball.
So let's say we actually get to a point where the minus, right, at a shop like Circa is below the plus elsewhere. Let's say it's 3 pennies.
Yeah.
Do you absolutely go and make those bets every single time then?
I wish I had time to do that more.
Yeah.
No, it actually probably would be worth the time to do that. When I know
money's money, right?
When I know two or three different shops, I tell you, when I see three shops together on that are begging for money on one side, you know, 20, 30 minutes before the game, it's a very good indicator to me that probably the other side's the right. It's long term. It's the right. You could lose tonight, Phil. Houston can throw another no hitter. Who knows? Verlander.
So let me. I'm just curious because sure. This goes into my mind. So, all right. So there's a lot of people listening and they love talking about. Well, I think this team, like, took an NFL game. This team's going to beat this team, and people love the art of the handicap. You know what they feel versus what someone else feels versus what the market feels. People love that about this racket, if you will.
Yep.
And what you're talking about here is just a very mechanical, right, different way to approach this.
This has nothing to do with being a fan.
Nothing to do with anything.
I don't have to know who's on the teams. Right. I don't have to know the players. I don't have to know what they ate last night for dinner. So, I just have to know what the line is currently.
So there's going to be a subset of the audience, right? Much smaller subset sure. of the audience than the one I just described, who are going to be attracted to what you're talking about and be like, oh, wow, that's cool, free money. That's great. Do you ever in a moment say to yourself, well, you know, this is great and everything, but it's really not stimulating my mind enough to make this something I want to do 5-10 years from now?
Oh, after 30 years? Yeah. This is 30 years I'm betting Advantage Sports. I have to tell you, there's times of burnout. I don't sit on the computer and bet live. I know I can make money live. Yeah. I know I can. I don't sit on the computer and do that.
Because some people choose that life, and no judgment, good on them, right, if that's what they choose. Yep. But I'm just asking you as a friend, like, do you ever get to the point where you're like, boy, you know what? This is great and everything, but good Lord, there's got to be a better way.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Like people have a certain point and goal in their life to retire at a certain plateau, a certain number. That's never going to happen for me and a lot of guys that are in my position. It's actually still fun. You know, I said it on Action. It's winning, of course, is the ultimate goal. It's fun to beat the bookmaker. It's a high. I've said it before, like almost like a drug addict running for the drug. Half of their high is running to the routine of going and grabbing the drug, going to the park, wherever they get it off their drug dealer. It's a high.
Yeah.
And then the other part of the high comes after you win. But it's a high to be able to get a line and beat it and know you're going to beat it. You know, my guys say, listen, go out and grab all the threes you can on this game, crack. Grab them all, and the whole screen starts turning to 2.5 and 2. That's a high. It's a high to me. College basketball starting next week.
Well,
oh, boy.
The whole thing is a high. Boy. Well, we'll get, let's, okay, yeah. let's bookmark the college basketball. Yeah. The whole thing is a high. Like, when we're hitting something here, when we have conviction on it, and we're hitting it, like, that's a different kind of high, too, right? Because it's like.
You change lines.
Our conviction. Oh, we do on this.
Oh, you
for
see.
Sure.
You move markets.
In certain sports? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
But here's the cousin, before we get back to the college basketball point. Here's the cousin of what we were just talking about. So we were joking, Felica and Will Hill and I were joking on text about our World Series MVP bets that we made pre-flop, right? And how we're joking about CLV, right? CLV usually referring to, you know, daily lines or weekly lines. But in the case of, say, the futures, like, I was joking, oh, I had Yuli Gurriel before the World Series at +2513, so 25.13 to 1. He is currently 25 to 1, right? So I'm joking. I'm like, oh, I destroyed that seat, right? Like, we're joking about it, how ridiculous it is. But remember, there are some. The reason I bring it up, there are some people, because this is the cousin to what we're talking about. Some people are just, they seem to be so overly turned on by beating that. They couldn't care less, it seems, right? I'm exaggerating. But it seems sometimes that they couldn't care less about winning or losing. Actually, they're just like, well, I beat the line. Look at me. And that always amuses me, right? Where it's like, I get it. That's what you want to do. But some people, don't you think, take that a little too far?
I still want to win, though. Beating the line's one thing. And you know,
right, but do you know the person I'm talking about who's like that? You don't know a person like that?
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying a specific person. I'm like the type of person who's like that.
Of course.
Bill's like, I don't know that guy.
I know a couple. There's one in particular that really jumps out to me.
Oh, yes. I don't even know who you're talking about. But I don't have anyone specific in mind, but I just know that type of better where it's like, oh, dude, okay, you beat it. It's like, you should probably try to win these, though, sometimes after a while, right? So,
yes. You got to win them.
But listen, I get it. CLV over long term, we've preached it. The idea is that the higher the rate you do beat closing line value, the better off you will be long term, or a bookmaker would predict you perhaps to be a better better than otherwise moving forward. Now, there are some bookmakers, as we've said many times, who are like, I just want to see if you've won or lost. Old schoolers, right?
Yep.
So there's that. Anyway, college basketball. You love this time of year.
Yes.
Love. This is your favorite.
And if you don't win in the first 6 weeks of college basketball, you should probably stop betting college basketball.
Is that because there are just so many games?
There's, you know, it's a 350 division.
There's no way a bookmaker can accurately.
And you know, people are not our audience.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing a Fox Sports Radio show on the weekends, they have no idea. They think we had someone calling. They were like, wait, what do you mean? Doesn't like this sports book put up their own lines? No, they don't realize. They thought there was a bookmaker in every single casino putting up their own lines. That's not the case. And they don't, you know, especially college basketball comes up overnight at a couple of books, mm-hmm. and everyone copies their line. There's not originators at each sports book putting up lines. But what happens is one comes out, the rest of them copy. And, you know, let me be real blunt. It's a little bit. It depends on the season. This is very, you could be very manipulative with this market.
Are you mainly manipulative with the market, or are you mainly just relying on the expertise of a couple guys to just beat it?
No, I'll do that time to time. Sure, at the main sports books around the numbers that are key numbers that I like. Yeah, I'll actually do that. Bet the wrong way, hope that another group doesn't jump on it. Listen, I always say it. I'm not the sharpest guy out there, that's for sure. And there's other groups out there. And you hope if you move a game, you know, whatever it may be, if your goal is taking, you know, 5 points on a game, and it's a low total. There's a lot of factors that come involved overnight. I'm probably getting texts from them to shut up, but
here they come.
But you know, if my goal is to take the five, and I'll lay the five at two. That's all you have to do. Two key sports books for max bet, which is a dime overnight. They move to 5.5 or even six. There's one that moves a point off me, or whatever I do, moves to six. Well, then you hope that the other group doesn't come in and say, wow, there's a bad move. I like the dog there. And they come in because there's only a couple sports books that have the lineup. And that's a big problem now. I'm kind of going off subject here. It's a big problem now with these FCS games when they come up in the mornings. They come up only at one or two, where like BetOnline was putting them up, and like everyone was copying them. And, you know, it's only like one or two sports books that you could bet at. But the guys that actually think they're going to make money at it, and they're probably going to make money, are betting those sports books. And they're happy with $1,000 down altogether, where you honestly cannot make a living betting $1,000 a game. You can't.
We'll continue this. On the other side, it's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game, proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Don't forget that we also have everything that VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Great deal right here. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl, plus our upcoming college basketball, College Bowl, and Super Bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your $99 midseason special today. That's VSiN.com, VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, Kelly Billett in the house. Right here on a numbers game. Right after the show, we are recording the Mega Pod. Jeff Parles, Todd Wishnev, and I with the rotating guest today, Eric Eager. It's our old buddy Eric Eager.
Oh, nice. That'll be good.
He's at Sumer Sports now, no longer at PFF.
That's right.
Doing his thing. He does a podcast with
Dimitrov,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Someone else he was hanging out with also. He's doing big things.
Big deal. Mr. Dr. Eric Eager.
Mr. Doctor. Be on the show today. We'll do that after the show. Bill Krakenberger is here. We were just talking before the break, and I sort of wanted to dive into this a little more. College basketball starting here, what is it, a week from now?
Monday.
Starting Monday, and you are all in, and you do a bunch of things in college. What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at? For now, Gil's got his DVR set.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to catch up on all those Monday games.
I am so ready for it. You do some manipulation with the lines, but you also have experts.
Not as much as you think. You mentioned it, I just said there's some manipulation sometimes overnight the wrong way.
But typically you're just relying on experts to your group of guys to beat lines. Oh, yeah. So what you were getting into something beforehand.
I was trying to explain that a lot of the younger guys that are in the markets now, especially the college football market, They're newer to it. They don't really know much about betting.
They know how to handicap.
Betting technique to how to bet and get down the most money. Yeah. Because, you, like I said, if you get $1,000 down, and if I have a 5% edge, which, by the way, 5% is unbelievable, but probably that is the number for college basketball first month. But a 5% edge is, for every $1,000 you bet, you're getting back $50.
Yeah.
So you really can't make a living on $50, unless you're betting, you know, 100 games a week, which you could be, I guess, in college basketball first month. But like the college football, like these FCS games and these they're really hard.
There aren't that many bets.
Football separated this 10 years ago. They all of a sudden decided that there's going to be an extra board, and they want lower limits on that. And it's tough, the FCS games. I understand there is lines on these teams, and it's so hard to get money down. But yet there is a couple sharp guys that bet this. But it's so tough because my own opinion, I think you have to leave it alone at the sportsbook that comes up. Let a couple other sportsbooks copy that, and then bet. Now, with that being said, I know there may be other groups that will come in and take those lines away from you, but I think over letting you wait and be able to bet $5,000 a game, the games you miss, you'll make more
the volume,
just waiting.
The volume, with the volume will ultimately override the couple games, the few games you miss out on.
Yes, I think the volume that you're putting into more layman's terms. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly right. Yeah, I think by waiting, but I know it's tougher to do. It's exciting when you see a line that's out of whack and come, you know, 3 or 4 points off your number, and you're like, "Wow, I got to get to this now." But then you get to it for $500. Well, literally, that's the number on a lot of the books, especially on overnight college basketball.
There's the other side of it, though, because we've had Alan Boston on, where he was at the time. I won't speak for him now, but he was at the time. He was super annoyed at the fact that
isn't he super annoyed at everything though? Just life.
Well, that's, you know, I won't get into that.
No, I mean, I'm actually joking though.
Yeah,
I've known Alan for a long, long time, and I recently seen him in Connecticut. He's doing okay. So,
good to hear.
But you're right though. He was really getting overly mad about
because he's a you know, textbook handicapper. He's a handicapper by nature.
Right.
And so he feels. A little different, but it's similar, where he feels like if they get access to his plays,
right,
that the greed of those, like, some people will move it for very little money just to get their little money at the expense of.
That's right.
Right. So that's what annoys
him. And that little bit of money is not enough to make a living.
Right. That's what bothers him.
I would have to agree with Alan there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not. Those numbers get away from him. He gets really upset. But there's five other syndicate groups out there betting college basketball. And, you know, but he can't because he has a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, him and his, they have to get down lots and lots of money in order to make money. And they can't get down. I'll give you that number of $5,000. That's low, by the way, for them. They'll try to bet five figures. And you can't even bet that because when the lines come out, you can bet like $2,000 altogether, betting every single out. That's not enough for them. It's not enough for anyone because it's going to make a living at it. And so you have to wait till the next day. And then you have to wait till 8 a.m. till the casinos open. The casinos are a big part of also making money because you have to wait until their line comes up and you wait till everyone else comes up. And it's by the time that happens, you're going to lose some of those games, definitely. And then what I mean by lose some, you're going to lose some of those numbers. Therefore, you're going to lose bets.
Lose the opportunity.
The opportunity to bet, not actually betting on the game.
Lose the opportunity,
So anyway, it's a cat and mouse.
It's a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, it is.
And so much of this is, right? There's the cat and mouse game of keeping accounts. There's, you know, so much of this is not actual handicapping of a game.
Right.
Right? There's so much else going on. So futures, because we talked about it earlier. You don't bet any college basketball futures?
I'll bet some from time to time. You know, it's not fair even giving that out to people because I have so many different places to look at. Mm-hmm. So now, not only will I have all the spots here in town, you know, 5-6 spots here in town. Now I have the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the places that are in New Jersey when I go, the Connecticut place. There's a lot of different places. There's the market that, you know, I got to tell you something, though. I find better prices at the, believe it or not, the brick and mortars. I find much better prices than the offshore world.
Mm-hmm.
The offshore world, I don't know what happened.
Dude,
last 10 years.
We could talk about this.
The market, the prices on futures and stuff, the juice has widened so much with the big sports books. I'm almost shocked by it.
One of the big pillar ones what happened to them over the last 5-6 years?
They become billionaires.
Like, they don't offer, They're rich. Offer a fraction of what they offer used to, just fraction. Markets I'm talking
right.
about.
Right, right, right. Yeah, even like, you know, you can just go to the square books where I'm not even allowed to play, the Bovadas of the world and stuff. Like, you look at all these, they used to have such juicy numbers. They used to have so many betting opportunities on different things.
Now I'm referring to Bookmaker, which used to be like, they used to have so much to bet, and now it's sparse. And even when they do, it's like there for a minute and it's gone.
Huh.
And it's like, and the prices aren't necessarily great. Like, as we talked about here, traditionally, like historically, not traditionally, historically on this show, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we'd go after the William Hills of the world. We'd go after some of the other ones. It is amazing. We'll say it one more time. It is amazing what they are, what is available and what they will take now at those shops.
Unbelievable.
Compared to the ones that are supposed
William
to be the
Hill's
pillars.
Unbelievable. Would you ever think we could talk about this? William Hill's unbelievable.
Dude.
Like, I showed you my app a couple weeks ago. I could show you it now.
Yeah.
I literally have peanuts in my account because yesterday I was firing on, I had like a
it's
very
amazing.
Large number.
It's amazing.
And literally, William Hill is amazing. It really is. Thank God they let you bet again.
How the
$133, as you can
yeah.
see there.
Yeah. How the tide has turned in many respects.
The tide has turned. They take bets.
Let me go back to the futures thing, because I wasn't going to make a point of trying to get you to give us one. I was yeah. making the point of, in college sure. basketball, do you find, this is true of every sport where you can, you know, you don't get extra hero points for making a bet before the season starts that ends up cashing. It's still, if it's the same number, you know, midway through the season, it cashes the same. College basketball, I was talking, you know, Michael Craig from yeah. Right Angle, we were talking
yeah,
about
we
this.
We follow each other on Twitter.
On, you know, college basketball, sometimes, we were talking about a famous bet he made in like, in February, sometimes, or January. Sometimes in college basketball, you can get unbelievable numbers on teams to win, let's say, the national title. Let's just use the simplest example. Really late into a college basketball season. And because of the nature of the tournament, then you can really just, if that team gets far into the tournament, you can earn that way too. Do you do that at all? Do you exploit that at all?
Listen, there are definitely things, sports books, that, yeah, if you have access to DraftKings, FanDuel, William Hill, yes, you have access to stuff that, that we don't have here. We have William Hill, but we don't have here, and even BetMGM. If you have access to those books in your jurisdiction, I would look every Sunday after the games, look at the new adjusted lines on things. You could definitely find nuggets, definitely. And like you're saying, deep into the college basketball season, yes, I would say that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We'll just poke it around, see what I can find
yeah.
from you.
Yeah. No.
That's what we do here. We just poke into your head, Bill, and we see what we can get out of there. By the way, they're showing an old Rams-Giants game here. What's the deal here? Is that, oh, it's a old Kurt Warner thing? Is that what's happening? They're playing a multiple choice. By the way,
Network?
The answer is D, Jim Everett to Flipper Anderson. Just want to point out everybody. So there's that. Do you have anything going on in this baseball, though, or are you just going to do the line stuff today where you're looking at the opportunities
you
where
know,
you can basically—
I don't— I have a bet on the series. I bet Philly because of Mattress Mack. I mean, I don't know. Caesars was way too high on that. I just bet based on that. Not much. So, you know, it's not— Listen,
what are you suggesting?
That's nothing I recommend now. There's nothing tonight I recommend now. This is the World Series. This is an ironed out line. All I was saying was here in town, when I could take 140, of course, now I've moved to 141, 141, and I know that Circa's minus 143. I'd like to find out what happens later in the night. If you want to sit at a screen and watch the lines, it's a good measure sometimes.
All right, let's see if I don't put Bill on the spot here. Maybe he bets something at week 9 in the NFL. Maybe he's got something in college football. I don't know. Maybe he's got something. We shall see on the other side, right here on A Numbers Game, wrapping it up at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game brought to you by BetMGM. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, Kelly Bidlin. Don't forget, BetMGM with promotions all the time, each and every day, seemingly. And certainly now with the King of Sportsbook, The spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points. You can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager with BetMGM, sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Updating, Brandon Cooks is officially out for tonight's game for the Houston Texans against the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, the spread right around 13.5. You might see some 14s out there as well. That will move back and forth, one would imagine, throughout the rest of the day. But Cooks, who thought he was going to get traded before the trade deadline, wasn't practicing this week. He is officially out now. Your pro tip of the hour with in-game betting. With in-game betting, make sure to wait for a commercial break to make the bet. We've said this before. It's worth a reminder. TV and streaming can be so far behind the actual game action. I'm glad you included streaming in there, Kelly, because tonight's another Amazon game.
Great job on that. That's a great tip.
That's the key one, especially the streaming, right?
Especially the streaming, where I still can't rewind.
And there's even... You know, different sports, this could vary more, right? But the basketball one's the perfect example. You could miss five possessions.
It's ridiculous.
You have no idea what you might be getting into.
It's your pro tip for the hour. Again, with in-game betting, make sure to wait for commercial breaks. It's your pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're available at VSiN.com. Only for VSiN Pro subscribers, though, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Wanted to update you, Bill. We came on here, you and I, a few weeks ago, and I was talking about my experience at Planet Hollywood betting the U.S. Yes. Open at the shop there, and how it was really like one of these adversarial experiences where, again, not the ticket writer across from me, but a ticket writer who was dealing with somebody else starts screaming at me, "Get a sheet!" Right? And like if they cared, they would know that the first round of the U.S. Open, there's a million matches, and it will save everybody's time if I don't get a sheet.
Yep.
Right? And they would just print it for me so we know what matches haven't gone off yet. Anyways, the whole thing. And so one of the supervisors there that I know, she told me the other day, she's like, "Oh, yeah, we saw your video." She was super apologetic.
Your video was on there. I retweeted it with comments, and we got a lot of exposure.
She was super apologetic about it. She did indicate, you know, she was being honest about it. And so I appreciate her, you know, bringing that up with me. And so I was happy about it. And then the other day I go to make several bets, all tennis, and it was at night. And it just, the guy acted like he was doing me a favor. And he just was, you know, he was talking to me in a loud voice to the point where I was like, "Are you screaming at me, dude?" Right? "Oh, I'm not screaming at you." "Oh, okay." Because it really sounded like you were.
Yeah. And the tone, too. I'm sure he was.
The tone, everything. So it was just, I'm just like, well, I'm just going to have to file that away when I go to that particular shop. That's going to be, it's not going to be the most fun experience.
And when I wrote, when I retweeted with comment, was that they should learn and just learn by Caesars. Go to Caesars Palace and look at the way they treat people.
That's right.
And the supervisors there and the clerks. Just look what's going on there. It got some momentum because people said something to me.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was referring to the clerks in Atlantic City at Tropicana in Atlantic City and Wild West in Atlantic City, and they think like they're doing you a favor. And they're just, some of them are just plain nasty. Like, I wouldn't even have them work the fry station at McDonald's. I wouldn't want them touching my fries. I mean, this is, some of them are just bad. And their attitudes and stuff, like, they're doing you favors. And some of them keep their own tips, too. How stupid are they? You're keeping your own tips. I mean, how can you not? You work on tips, don't you? I mean, I don't know.
In other words, not pooling the tips, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's some places that don't pool. Whatever they get, they keep. So
I don't know. Sometimes I prefer that, though.
Yeah, I prefer
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, I prefer giving it to the one person.
One person, of course. Yeah. I like, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I always ask, so believe it or not, shop to shop in New Jersey and Connecticut, one of them, the same company, they keep the tips. The other ones, they pull. And one of them, you could tip supervisors.
Oh, it's the same
And one
here.
Of them, you can't. Some of them, you can't.
Same here. Every shop is different.
Every shop is different. Yeah. So you have to find out which is which. You know, there's, here, talking about being in town here and betting juice-free baseball. This is more than juice-free. Right now, you can bet the South Point World Series, the series price. You can lay 173. here on the series, you could take 175 at Caesars.
Bam.
So there's a scalp is what we call in the business.
Free money.
Free money. If you want to just let it ride on the dog, which probably I would there in that situation. Caesars is a little too high there. The plus 175 is clearly the highest line anywhere. Still probably trying to get off some of that Mattress Mac money, I'm guessing. That's why it's that high. But anyway, there's another nugget for you guys. A little scalp information there.
Somebody go out there and scalp away.
Yeah.
What a great country, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, all you need is a bankroll.
I'm only saying this because I teased it before the commercial. Do you have any football that you wanted to share with us? No. No. Okay,
As the season goes on, it gets harder and harder. But I'll just tell you, Circa went to 14 on
the
Eagles
game tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, proceed with caution, this NFL. I mean, just it's a parody this year. And just listen, I know last week had a couple of big favorites that won, and they finally covered.
Well,
Green Bay had to prove that that's not the way it is landing on 10 there.
We always say that the best lens through which to look at that is Survivor. Until last week, Circa Survivor, Bill, where all you have to do is pick a winner. That's all you have to do. You don't have to, spreads don't matter. You just have to pick a winner, and you can't use them again. Those are the rules. The first 7 weeks of the season, Survivor went from 6,133 entries at Circa to 125. If that doesn't tell you what a season this is, nothing.
All right, I want to tell you something. I haven't said anything yet. Derek and I were talking. I filmed some German TV show with Derek the other day. I was downtown filming for Circa.
You're international. Circa.
Yeah, the guy had a mask on. This guy had a mask on interviewing us. Even Derek was even like,
Was it on Halloween?
No, it's funny. It was a Halloween mask. What do you call the guy? Oh, Jason. It was Jason the
oh, yeah. Friday the 13th.
The Jason mask. Friday the 13th.
Wait, he interviewed with a hockey mask on?
Yes.
How do we just bring this up with 3 minutes left in the show?
Sorry.
I have so many questions.
No, Derek was even like, and Derek, they wouldn't let him film in the sports book with the mask on. But they agreed to do the filming. The whole thing was kind of funny. So we did a little filming. It was funny. But I talked to Derek about something, and he knew. So I have a friend that has three entries under my name. He's three entries in the Survivor that's still left. Three out of 120 is 23 is his. Him. He is from the South. He is very pig-headed. Like he doesn't want no advice from nobody, and he picks the same teams every week. Mm-hmm. So he had five entries. He had five entries I had for him. He picked three and two, three of one, two of the other. The two finally got knocked out. He's picked the same three teams. Like he had the Eagles, all three teams last week.
All three entries. Yeah.
He had three. So now I said to him, I said, now's the time. Maybe you should. Some strategy can get involved. But, someone told me, why would you do this? If you tell him something he loses, he's going to get mad at you. In other words, you go all in on all three again?
We just had a similar experience.
Oh, did you? And he has good teams left. He's got Kansas City left. He has Buffalo left. He has good teams left.
First of all, what do you mean it's in your name? Define that. What did you say? What do you mean
he
by
couldn't
that?
Get it. He's in South Carolina. So,
okay.
So, yeah. So.
All right. So we have the guy on who has six left.
I'm his proxy. Yeah.
We have a guy on who has six left.
Bob Crush from Sports.
Crush from Sports. Bob DeLuca. Nice gentleman.
Yep.
Kind enough to come on last week. He's coming on tomorrow. And it's so funny you say that because I mentioned it earlier on the show. So he has picked the same team for all six entries the first 7 weeks of the season. So going into last week, I made the outlandish suggestion, right, out loud on the show.
Split them up.
I was like, you should probably, it's one thing to have six left when there's 6,000 entries. It's another when there's only 125. Like, you're in the catbird seat. You should probably strategize. You should probably split this up. So he said on the show he might not. He might do it one again. But he ended up splitting them three Cowboys, three Dolphins. And then when the Dolphins were trailing, I started to feel horrible.
Because
I was like, I shouldn't suggest the thing.
I think there's a strategy now where you don't pick all the three the same. But,
for sure.
This is the same guy that won $1,000,000 on a parlay.
Your guy.
Yeah, he's looking to bet $100,000 now and it'll last longer. Because anyone who wants to bet $100,000, I'll bet it with him. I mean, the guy's just a gambler. And he just has pure gamble to him. And I just think there's probably you probably shouldn't go all in. Am I right by saying that? I guess the guy's like...
No. No, you're
Fez
right.
Would know better. Because I actually mentioned to him, I swear to you, I said, I almost gave his name away. I don't care, I'll give his name away. Frank, I said, Frank, you should talk to Steve, my buddy Steve Fezzik, about maybe contests. He goes, how many entries does he have left?
Well, that's
I was
what
like,
I
calm down.
Wait a minute, that's what I said to Bob DeLuca. I said, I've been in the position. Rufus, our guy, there years ago, I got really far in a Survivor, and we're on Polk Street in San Francisco. Rufus was giving me suggestions week 12. I was like, excuse me, was it me who got this far or you?
Oh, right? So you're agreeing with him, all right?
Yeah, no, so there is that way to look at it. But last thing before we go, why was the guy wearing a Jason mask?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, when you see Derek next time, ask him. I mean, it was.
Why did you guys agree to sit through that?
Were the questions in German or English? I have so many questions.
By the way, he interviewed top people with this mask on. The best soccer players over, he interviewed. They're all going all over the world interviewing the gambling aspect. It's just, it's going to be interesting.
Dude, this isn't happening. I am not acquiescing to this interview. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Lombardi Line next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.